Hey man, yeah. So I just made the video for the main YouTube channel. As soon as I got done with making that video, I thought about this other topic of the dilemma between the men and women. You know, I'm sure it's been touched on by other guys, but I don't know. I just kind of thought about it, how like men and women are really doing everything backwards, and I think it kind of comes with that. It comes up to how we're both brought up, just as men and women, right? Whereas the average woman is pretty, okay, let me start off by saying this. The dilemma is women always expect better. They always expect, and they always think that they're going to, they always, in a sense, they're more optimistic, you know, and they have a right to be because everybody wants to fuck them. So women kind of spend the rest of their lives always expecting higher and better and higher and better. And that's how they end up 50 years old expecting Prince Charming to come down and make her, you know, the princess and all this shit like that. Women are always expecting better, right? And men, we never think we'll get it as good as we had it. Speaking about a spouse. We, on the other hand, men, we are more like, when we get with a spouse for real, we always think, man, I'll never get it as good as I had Sandra. Sandra was great. Oh, man. You know, whereas women always have the other outlook. Women are always like, you know, women are more in that outlook of, oh, I'll just get a better man. And you ever really think about that shit, man? Like, really think about why this is. I'm going to try to do my best to explain it. So as a woman, for the first, you know, 25 years of life, All you know is people giving you shit that you don't deserve. They're going to open a door for you. They're going to be nicer to you because you're a woman. They're not going to be as mean to you. They're going to try to make shit easier for you. You're going to get the cleaner bathrooms. You're going to get, you know, you're going to get cleaner, prettier. You go to any store, stores are made for you. Have you ever paid attention to that? Women, they'll have 3 and 4 floors of shit. Men, they'll get like a side closet of shit to pick from. Women and children, they get everything, right? So women are born into this. Their woman is born into, oh, I'll just always get something better. If something's always made for me, it'll be better. It'll be better. It'll be better. The world infers that, oh, well, you know, if you're beautiful, you'll get more, right? And then with technology now, what happens to every woman? It's no problem for any woman to go anywhere and get that validation. Some guy, they ran experiments, was it OkCupid, where they created a woman's profile. It was a fake woman, but I'm sure some women look like this, where they gave her like literally a pig nose. They put hair on her chest. They made her fat, and she had like a slight hair in her face, and she was still getting compliments from dudes, horny dudes trying to fuck. This is how women are brought up. You see, this is how women are brought up. And on top of that, as long as she can get that validation that she's beautiful, well, in some class of man, she'll be Charlize Theron or whoever the fuck you like. She'll be that to, you know, that class of man in that area who can't get that type of woman. So she can always find that validation. So this is why woman spends her whole life always kind of, you know, she in the back of her head, she always feels like she can just wait and find something better. She never grows out of this shit. Well, okay, so sometimes they do. For the ones who are a little bit more aware, they will. But for the most part, a small part, somewhere back deep down in their mind, in the back, and they feel like, oh, if I could just wait, I find something better. Because they're raised, they're brought up into this shit. They're brought up into the world handing them shit just because they're women. Without any explanation as to why, if we went into explanation as to why, it would be very depressing to a woman because let's just face it, woman can't take care of themselves and be happy at the same time. Woman's happy when she's taken care of because she needs that validation and attention that she's valuable. So women, they spend their whole lives on this shit. Their whole lives kind of ends up, well, I'll just wait and get something better. I'll just wait and get something better. I'll just wait and get something better. And that's how it starts. Whereas, see, men, we believe that we'll never have it as good as what we had before, right? And this is how a lot of guys get heartbroken and shit like that. Because we, as boys, we were brought up always getting the worst shit, you know, getting beat up and shit like that. And we weren't shit and blah, blah, blah. They getting picked on, bullied, beat up hard, much harder than women will. To
And any girl we like, the girl usually don't like us. She usually like some older dude or some, or you know, somebody else. So we're used, men as men, we grow up and we're used to being put down. We're used, men are used to being beaten down, pushed down, beat up. You know, we're used to it. We're used to the point where we believe that this is right. So when we get older, we have much lower self-esteem on that compared to a woman. And if you let a woman tell us, she says the opposite. Okay, for like in the world of dating, we have much lower self-esteem. So we feel like we should be like, so we want essentially the opposite of what we were brought up in as men. We go out there and try to be nice, right? And we all know we're being nice to get you. Being nice to get you nowhere with a woman. You might be, you if any, at best, you'll be her safety net for the dude she really wants. And who are the guys she really wants? The guys who figured out that being nice doesn't work, and it's, so they're just fucking assholes of the bitches, and she's holding her pussy off for him. Drink his spit, drink his piss, make soup out of his underwear, literally. So yeah, so the dilemma is, guys, and a lot of guys, they never get out of that programming of thinking that they deserve the lesser, that they're lesser and all this. So when they do luck up and get a girlfriend, and then they get heartbroken from it. Men, we're like, oh my God, it'll never be as good as Susan, Sarah, whatever the fuck her name. It'll never get as good as her. Like, men are much more heartbroken after shit like that, especially in our younger ages. We are much more heartbroken because we're still under that programming that we don't deserve shit, that we don't deserve anything. You know, even okay, let's be real. Like, even if we're much nicer, we still, like, deep down, we really feel like we don't deserve shit for real. You see how fucked up that is? Where deep down, woman, she feels like she's entitled to deserving shit because that's what society has given her. Just because she's a woman, somebody wants to fuck her. Somebody is always waiting around the corner to come fuck the bitch you like. All right? Somebody is always sitting around the corner down the street that waiting at her job. Somebody is waiting to fuck the bitch that you liked. All the bitches that you like, there's always other dudes that she knows are waiting for her pussy. She knows it. So woman is brought up under this understanding. Oh, well, this will always be. I'll just be able to, who cares? Oh, well, relationships end. Relationships end. That's just how it happens. You know, they're always okay. Whereas, see, men, we don't have those options. Men, like, we get fucked over coming up. You know, women don't see men. We'll work with a woman just as long as she's physically woman. Whereas woman, she's not going to just work with any man. So if a man's beat down, a woman ain't going to take her time to come help you. Woman wants to receive the help. You see, so the dilemma. Yeah. So long, again, the dilemma is, but the dilemma is woman never really fully, truly grows out of that. Where and the same thing with men. A lot of men never really truly grow out of it, and it's the complete two opposites. The women feel like they're entitled. The men feel like they aren't entitled to anything. and the funny part is, in the perfect scenario, the two worlds would be opposite. Men feel like they're entitled, and women don't feel like they're entitled to shit. That's how shit would properly work. That's the fucked up part about it. You know. If men felt entitled and actually made standards in the world for bitches, like you got to be XYZ, and bitches feel like they're not entitled to something, that's how the dating world would balance out much quicker. Then you wouldn't have 80% of women going after the top 10% of men. You wouldn't have that anymore. But see, women, they feel like they're entitled. And whenever they're ugly, oh, they'll just go on some online dating site or some chat room or something and just say they're a girl. And oh, here comes the beta simps trying to wheel their way into her pussy. And she knows it. These girls, they know every guy who thinks that some guys even convincing themselves that they don't want her pussy because they feel like some guys feel like if they even convince themselves that they don't want her pussy, that'll trick her into wanting to give him pussy. see how crazy, how deep that shit gets. But yeah, that's a dilemma, man. Women feel like they feel like they're entitled, and here's where it really goes bad for both sides. Here's where it really goes bad. So my girl's mom is, you know, of course she's older because she's her mom. And we talk about it. We talk about this all the time. Her mom is expecting this, you know, perfection guy to come in, and because her mom now has standards. See, women think that
Like, okay, first off, they have the entitlement thing, right? From everything I just explained. The next, women, since women never actually had to think about anything other than looking fuckable and trying to fake being kind to people, she never had to think about anything before. So, if she did, it was to get a job, right? So, woman gets confused to where she feels like all her time and experience makes her even more valuable. I'm over 40, so I'm even more valuable. I've worked these dead end jobs my whole life. I'm even more valuable. I've dealt with all this. I've dealt with that, and I'm over 40, and I have all this experience. And blah blah blah. Like, no, see, this is where it goes horribly wrong. You see, all this time and experience makes you less valuable as a woman. Don't nobody want a car with 300,000 miles on it, all right? You see, woman has it confused. Woman thinks that 300,000 miles means, okay, women would be more happier with a woman. If you left woman alone for real, woman would do the logic that a car with 300,000 miles would mean that it knows how to handle itself through all those terrains and has wisdom and knowledge on how to handle itself and shit, right? That's how woman would see it. But see, men always put value to everything. Woman doesn't know what's valuable. Man has to define what valuable is. Man doesn't want a car with a lot of miles. So now women say, oh, I want a car with a lot of miles. But women, they tell on themselves, because woman thinks that because she has 300,000 miles, that gives her the knowledge and wisdom to work through terrains and the wisdom of how to get through problems in life and all. So she thinks that that's going to make her more valuable. So then she now has to scream, I'm valuable. Look at me. I'm over 40 and I've done this and this and this and this and this. And really, she just comes off as a crazy controlling bitch because nobody wants to be stuck with that. All right. And that's how it horribly goes down for women. They end up turning into men. Over entitled. They either end up turning into being completely over entitled cunts, or they just flat out turn into men. And that's a big reason why these women they can't keep a man. I mean, my girl's mom is beautiful. As soon as I see my girl's mom, I say, oh yeah, I'm keeping you, because your mom, she's a good looking woman, and she's a good looking woman, an older woman, and she's a good looking woman. But as soon as you hear her talk, you already know. Yeah, no, she has a low chance. And usually, most times, by the time women end up like her, they usually either end up, because I had an aunt just like her mom, right? She passed away of cancer. Two days after I first came to Prague. But I had an aunt who was just like her. She's a beautiful older woman, right? Beautiful older woman. No guy can say she's ugly, right? And my aunt, she was the same. Either the guys she messed with, either they were complete pieces of junk, they were just a complete piece of shit, or she would end up dating some guy who, you know, made six figures, and the guy had all the options in the world, and she was mad about it because she can't control him. So they end up old and miserable because that over entitlement. It just makes them old and miserable, and they either become over entitled or become men. And men don't really, any man of her same value, like financially speaking or whatever, any man of her same value or higher is just not going to slow down and try to marry an older bitch because they old now. But she can't see it. She thinks it's a well-established resume or CV for those of you over here in Europe. She thinks she's a well-established worker who deserves to be CEO now. But it don't work like that. Now, for the men, how it horribly falls apart for the men is a lot of guys just completely fail to grow a backbone. They completely fail to be able to pull a trigger on any and everybody in the world. Because as men, we're so used to being fed scraps that by the time we start getting full meals, we actually, you know, we find value in it. We want to keep that shit around. But then it fucks around. We get heartbroken because we don't think we'll ever find full meals again. And we be heartbroken for years because we never got out that shit. Like, no, I deserve this shit just because I'm man, I should go in here and get this shit. A lot of guys, especially nowadays, I feel sorry for the next generation, for the next up-and-coming motherfuckers. It's like, you know, 15, 16, because now all they know is this shit. And a lot of them was raised by single moms. So all they know, you know what I'm saying?
All they know is sitting down, being submissive, and they don't deserve shit and blah, 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 da, da, da. So it's going to be even harder for them because now you got fucking TV dogging out dudes. So, man, like I feel so. Yeah, where guys, where it goes horribly wrong with guys is they never grow into accepting being entitled and then handle it properly. Unless they family owned a business or some shit like that, or they got to end up getting a good job or something like that. Man, we don't get that shit, man. So like, so we end up becoming more submissive in the end, in the eyes of a woman, and women don't like that submissive shit from men. Especially if they came up like that. Like I said, there's always going to be like, you know, the anomalies like me or some guys who just make a shitload of money and then they finally learn it that way. Like, oh, wait a minute. I should be calling the shots. I'm making all the money type of shit. You do have that. But for the most part, women can't find proper men to dominate them and shit. They can't find them. And it's mostly because of how we were raised as men and women. Women grew up to be damn near the dominant entitled ones. And men grew up to be the loving, caring ones. And it's the whole opposite roles. But yeah, that's the video. I'm going to shut my ass up. I'm going to go run a bit. But yeah, you guys have a good day, man. Bye.